I did not protest, first, because I dislike scandal, and second, because I thought that your predecessors, Messieurs de Bienne and Poligny, who were always charming to me, had neglected before leaving to mention my little fads to you. I have now received a reply from those gentlemen to my letter asking for an explanation, and this reply proves that you know all about my memorandum book, and consequently, that you are treating me with outrageous contempt. If you wish to live in peace, you must not begin by taking away my private box. Believe me to be, dear Mr. Manager, without prejudice to these little observations, your most humble and obedient servant, Opera Ghost. The letter was accompanied by a cutting from the agony column of the Revue Théâtrale, which ran, O.G., there is no excuse for R&M. We told them and left your memorandum book in their hands. Kind regards. Monsieur Firmin Richard had hardly finished reading this letter when Monsieur Armand Moncharmin entered, carrying one exactly similar. They looked at each other and burst out laughing. They are keeping up the joke, said Monsieur Richard, but I don't call it funny. What does it all mean? Asked Monsieur Moncharmin. Do they imagine that because they have been managers of the opera, we are going to let them have a box for an indefinite period? I'm not in the mood to let myself be laughed at long, said Firmin Richard. It's harmless enough, observed Armand Moncharmin. What is it they really want, a box for tonight? Monsieur Firmin Richard told his secretary to send box 5 on the grand tier to Messieurs de Bienne and Poligny if it was not sold. It was not. It was sent off to them. De Bienne lived at the corner of the Rue Scribe and the Boulevard des Capucines, Poligny in the Rue Aubert. O. Ghost's 2 letters had been posted at the Boulevard des Capucines post office, as Moncharmin remarked after examining the envelopes. You see, said Richard. They shrugged their shoulders and regretted that 2 men of that age should amuse themselves with such childish tricks. They might have been civil for all that, said Moncharmin. Did you notice how they treat us with regard to Carlotta, Sorelli, and little Jam? Why, my dear fellow, these 2 are mad with jealousy. To think that they went to the expense of an advertisement in the Revue Théâtrale. Have they nothing better to do? By the way, said Moncharmin, they seem to be greatly interested in that little Christine Daae. You know as well as I do that she has the reputation of being quite good, said Richard. Reputations are easily obtained, replied Moncharmin. Haven't I a reputation for knowing all about music? And I don't know one key from another. Don't be afraid, you never had that reputation, Richard declared. Thereupon he ordered the artists to be shown in, who, for the last 2 hours, had been walking up and down outside the door behind which fame and fortune, or dismissal, awaited them. The whole day was spent in discussing, negotiating, signing, or cancelling contracts, and the 2 overworked managers went to bed early without so much as casting a glance at Box 5 to see whether Monsieur de Bienne and Monsieur Poligny were enjoying the performance.
This book is continued on Disc 2.